The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
They've totally surrounded us.
Hector.
I'm scanning my library. All right, it's here.
How is it you suddenly understand and speak Galazin?
It's kind of hard to explain there, Mutasa.
The other Sky Dwellers, if you are like them, we will kill you now.
Send a message to the Mercury that we agree with their strategy to retrieve the crew if necessary. Mission status will be determined by Captain Jocko, based upon the tactical situation.
Jocko, great to hear you. Are all hands safe?
We were glad to see you guys on approach. Are you en route?
That's affirmative.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, do you guys call for a taxi?
Yeah, could you take me to the nearest Irish pub?
Sure. It'd be about 25,000 light years that way. I wasn't too keen on rescuing Lynn.
Perhaps we can make it worth your effort.
Are those what I think they are?
Well, if you think they're diamonds, then yes. Did my translator get that right? Bait as an allure to catch fish?
Not fish barbs! Run for your life!
And now, episode 94. Jungle Fever.
That's definitely not a fish. What is it?
Run and ask questions later.
Right behind you.
Stay with me, Jim. Let's go, Nate. Everyone, move it.
Whatever it is, it sounds hungry. I don't know how far I can go.
All of you, go this way. There is a cave. Go. We will draw it away. You cannot shoot it. It might draw other predators to its cries.
Let's move out. Up this way.
I think my lungs are gonna explode.
I don't think I can make it.
Here's an emergency O2 capsule. Barnes, drop your visor. It'll start O2 flow. Here we go. Everybody in. Move to the back of the cave. Nate, you okay? Give me a thumbs up if you are. Good. Barnes, you gonna make it?
Yeah. Remind me not to eat such a big breakfast next time. Everyone account for?
Head count is good.
What the crow was that thing? If I had my rover, I know I could outrun it.
Keep the capsule on, Nate. I don't know what that was. We didn't have any intel on large animals, especially carnivorous ones. You know we can't bring up the rover in this terrain.
From the footsteps, I'd say it was bipedal. You don't think it was a dinosaur, do you?
A what?
It's a large reptile like an oversized Chewbacca. They were extinct on Earth about 60 million revolutions ago.
Can't say. I didn't get a look at it. Now I see why Chief brought six of his fastest warriors. They must have experience with these creatures.
I don't know if we can go on if we have to fight our way out there.
Nate, how you doing?
Oh, man. It's been a long time since I ran an obstacle course.
Ah, same here. It wasn't the distance so much as the altitude. I'm surprised the vegetation this thick can grow here.
Unlike your planet, the air here is thin in low altitudes. There's plenty of warmth, sun, and moisture.
So what's the plan?
We'll lay low until Chief gets back.
If he gets back.
He seemed to know what he was doing. I imagine these people have learned to live with whatever it was that was chasing us.
Well, how close are we to the observation point?
Taking into consideration the altitude we'll have to pass through around the halfway point, in your time system, about 2 hours.
You telling me the air's gonna get thinner than it is right now?
Considerably thinner. Perhaps you should rethink going along with us.
I can handle it, as long as it's not a sprint for your life.
All right, but if we have to stop because you can't cut it, we'll have to abort the mission.
Look, if I feel like it's getting too much to handle, I'll turn around and go back to the ship. I'm sure Chief will provide one of his warriors to escort me.
I suggest you take this opportunity to rest up. We'll roll out as soon as Chief gets back with the all clear.
Like I said, if he gets back.
So, who's our first follow-up?
Two guys at a convenience store buying milk. They fit the description of our two suspects.
What do you want to bet the caller saw the video the convenience store posted?
I'm sure that's a distinct possibility. However, in this case, we got their license plate and ran them through DMV and got an address.
Probably a waste of time.
Is that so, rookie? You got this thing solved already?
No, but...
But in your vast experience as a rookie cop, it's a waste of time. I see.
I'm just saying that the two guys' bad fashion sense doesn't make a solid lead. We'll see how it pans out.
So I have to ask, what's a rookie Baltimore cop doing in St. Louis other than the fact that his parents own a demolition business?
I've asked myself that same question. I didn't ask for this assignment, but the brass felt I had the expertise for a bombing meant to drop a structure.
You must know your stuff to be advising three seasoned detectives. What about Soren? What's his story?
There was a similar attempt on a TV tower in Gothenburg, Sweden. Soren led the investigation there. He went undercover and actually infiltrated the cell, led by a lady named Wei Wong. Homeland Security, working with Interpol, got him assigned to this case.
You two seem to get along pretty well.
I guess that's what makes him such a good undercover operative. He fits right in and has a real ongoing personality.
In other words, he's a pain in the rear.
Yeah, but he grows on you. What about you? You've been on the force longer than Richards. Why is she the team leader?
Don't let her good looks and sweet personality fool you. She's a pretty tough cookie. Besides, I'm getting near retirement and she's on the fast track for captain. I don't mind her running with the ball on this one. I think the brass wants to see how she handles herself on a high-profile case.
Retirement, huh? Here in St. Louis?
No, back home on Maryland's Eastern Shore.
I thought I detected a Maryland accent. I'm a Baltimore cop, and you asked me, what are you doing in St. Louis? Well, let me ask you the same question.
Opportunity. That's what brought me to St. Louis. I liked the area, and there was a position for me here.
So, these two suspects, do they have any kind of record?
Nothing that really jumps out. One has a failure to appear for a traffic violation, and the other has a sealed juvie record.
Real tough guys, eh?
You never know. The son of Sam killed her was squeaky clean.
He wasn't clean. He just didn't get caught until he terrorized New York and killed all those people.
Could be the same with these guys. You never know. That's why they call it an investigation.
See a car anywhere. The front window's open.
I think I hear something.
No, use a silencer or a knife. We don't want to draw any attention.
I think it supersedes a warrant.
The door's open. You go 12 to 3, and I'll go 12 to 9.
Kill him now!
Go!
Police!
Police, everybody on the floor.
Get down, now!
What?
Back away from the computer. Let me see your hands. On your knees.
Are you guys nuts? Oh, great. 2 hours of gameplay and you clowns break in and get me killed.
Searching.
Mark, I got to end the game. A couple of cops just busted in on me.
Game?
Yes, game.
Are you alone here?
Yeah, my roommate just went on a pizza run. We got a big Call of Duty tournament tonight. I was just warming up with a buddy. What's going on?
Sorry about that. You can put your hands down. You got to look at it from our perspective. We're investigating two bombing suspects and we arrive here. And hear you yelling, use a silencer or a knife?
It'd kill him now?
What are we supposed to think?
That I was playing a video game? Or was that too obvious?
We're sorry about the confusion, but we still need to talk to you and your roommate about an attempted bombing.
A convenience store submitted surveillance video of you two buying milk and fitting the description of our two suspects.
Oh, you guys are talking about that crazy video of two dudes chugging salted milk. Well, our milk was straight, man. No salt.
So what does this video show you in the same type of clothes as our suspect?
Dude, we were stocking up on food, chips, soda, and milk. We were on our way to a massive Mafia 3 multiplayer tournament. We like to dress the part. You know, add to the realism. I can give you the point of contact for the tournament. There's probably video somewhere of our tournament because we had a cosplay contest, too.
Cosplay?
Yeah, you dress up like the characters in the game.
Well, at least it wasn't Rainbow Pony Dash.
Rainbow Pony? No, man. My Little Pony is where it's at.
So where were you Saturday around 5 p.m.?
That was the day of the tournament. We were on our way. It started at 6. Look, Like I said, there are photos of us in the cosplay contest. I'm sure the tournament director has some. You'll see we're not the same dudes.
Let me have the name and contact information for this tournament director.
Yeah, I got his card right here. Sorry about the Cheeto stains.
Nelson, would you have an evidence bag on you?
Yeah, here you go. Say, what's in the bucket over there?
Hey man, you know, games can get long and you really can't afford interruptions sometimes.
I think we've seen enough. If your roommate also checks out, we won't be bothering you again. Detective, I think we're done here.
I couldn't agree more.
Hawk residence.
Horace, good morning. Jake Holliday.
Director Holliday, what can I do for you?
How did the call with Dr. Baker go? Did Kelly buy it?
I think so. She put a time limit on how long she's willing to wait before she can see Kate.
What's her time schedule?
I'd say 5 days, six max.
All right. We have a plan to put in place if she's determined to pursue matters after 5 or 6 days.
Then I recommend you put it in place, because she will pursue. What do you have in mind?
She is going to need intensive follow-up care and rehab, and the best place for that is the Mayo Clinic.
Well, that will buy a little time, but not much.
You will be going to visit her alone. You'll be determining when she can see visitors.
That's not going to fly with Kelly.
Interesting choice of words, Horace, because that's exactly our plan.
I'm sorry?
Miss O'Neill and I discussed this very issue. We fully expect Kelly to book her own flight to Rochester to join you, but we'll make sure that there are extensive delays.
Delays?
We both know that this is a matter of national security. If she were to find out the truth about you, alternate Earth, and aliens among us, there's no telling what will happen.
I can understand that, but Kelly has a bit of a reputation as a conspiracy theorist. I wouldn't be surprised if people just laughed it off.
She's not the only conspiracy theorist out there. Someone is bound to find hard evidence. And then anarchy would follow. It could even crash the stock market. There would be more chaos than if Bigfoot walked into Congress.
Of course, you know that if her flight gets blocked or canceled, that conspiracy theorist would be all over you.
I don't think we have any other choice. It's going to be up to you to convince her to let you go first.
If there was ever an example of the phrase, easier said than done, well, that would be it. I'll do my best. When will this plan go into action?
See if we can stretch it out through the 6 days. Then we can set you up with a visit, say, around the 6th day. You go there for a couple of days and return. That should give us at least a week. Maybe we can get Kate moved back here by then.
You want me to actually go to the Mayo Clinic?
We'll have one of our doctors meet you there with the latest update on Kate. And yes, you really need to go. Given Kelly's dogged determination and investigative skills, she'll know if you don't actually go.
All right, I'll do the best I can.
That's all we can ask.
Bonds.
Chief, is everyone all right?
Yes. The Macho fell into one of our traps. Perhaps after you complete your task to rescue your tribesmen, you can join us in a delicious meal.
Macho? Say, isn't that what your horn's made of?
Yes, we rely on the Macho for everything. Everything, our food, our clothing, even our weapons. The Matra supplies all our needs.
So, is it clear to proceed?
Yes, the Matra is very territorial. It will take some time for another Matra bull to come into his territory. They will soon begin their migration to the south. We should be clear until then. Maybe 4 or 5 journeys of our sun.
All right, team, gear up. Same formation. Stay alert.
Stay alive.
Carlos, take point.
On it.
Zane, bring up the rear.
Perfect man for the job.
Go ahead and laugh, Carlos. You'll be the first to buy it.
Bring it on.
Let's move out. Barnes, Nate, I want you guys in the center formation. Barnes, keep a scan going for drone traffic or remote cameras.
You got it.
I will send my 2 scouts ahead. I have brought back my 2 strongest warriors. One will be in front of you with your Carlos. The other will protect the rear with your Zane. I will be close to you.
Chief, you know, in our culture, the leader stays back to control the battlefield. We can't risk losing them in battle.
Then how can your chief lead his warriors? We do not have these talking boxes you have. If I am to make a battlefield decision, then I have to be on the battlefield.
Ah, that makes sense. Before my culture had radios or talking boxes, we did the same thing, but we lost many a great leaders in battle. The enemy would kill them first.
Then let them shoot. My warriors and my enemies will see my courage.
So, do you have warring tribes here?
The eastern and western tribes are friends, but the northern tribes war with the southern tribes.
Sounds familiar.
No need to worry, Barnes. We are in a period of peace right now.
Hey, let me catch up here. So what's the topic of discussion?
Chief was just telling me about his warring northern neighbors.
That's another one of those universal things. Like coffee. You're always going to find someone who wants something you got. And we'll want to fight you for it.
What is coffee?
It's a dark bean you brew in hot water. It makes a drink to help you get going in the morning.
Ah, kava. We grind it, roast it, and then brew it hot.
I can see right now we're going to have a cultural exchange and share all the different brews here.
Hey, who knows, Nate? Might have a whole new market opening up here.
Maybe. Say, Jocko, we there yet?
The cave's still in sight. Now, do you have enough O2? We've got some high ground ahead.
I have a couple of those emergency cylinders. I should be good to go. Unless, of course, you decide to double time there.
Hey, I'm picking up an approaching radio frequency.
It's a sky dweller bird. Have your people hide off the trail. My warriors and I will walk in the opposite direction. They're used to seeing us on these trails.
Marines, cover! Do you still hear it?
Getting stronger. I take it a Skywatcher is a Rage Observer drone.
Can you jam it?
I don't know. I have to wait till it gets closer. Let's just hope it moves along.
Vlad, do you have the latest results from the somatic matrix experiment?
Duh, Commander. But I must confess, I am very uncomfortable in growing my own ear.
Don't worry. If it works, you can put it here in the galley. That way, if someone was getting into your pierogies, you'd know.
Commander, pardon my interruption, but the ear produced by the somatic matrix method would only function as a body part not capable of hearing, let alone transmitting signals to Vlad's brain.
It's just a joke, George.
I shall add it to my database.
The latest data is promising. Microgravity seemed to provide a better environment for cell growth. But I am worried that if I leave it, it may grow another Vlad.
I recommend the experiment be terminated immediately.
And why is that, George?
One Vlad is enough for any space station. Ha, ha, ha.
Good one, George.
I have said it before and I will say it again. Of all the Robonauts in the galaxy, we get the comedian.
Incoming message from the Mercury.
Is this another one of your jokes?
I do not make jokes, Vlad. I make comments based on algorithms that produce conflicting remarks, which induce endorphin responses. Do you wish to hear the message?
Alright, main monitor, funny boy.
This is Tika, acting commander of the cargo freighter Mercury. We are remaining in position on Galaza. Captain Nate and Agent Barnes, along with Captain Jocko and the Space Marines, have departed on foot to their first objective. They are being accompanied by a local tribal chief and a few of his warriors. They are hoping to reach Objective 1 by nightfall. Per mission orders, Captain Jocko will contact you through me to advise you of the situation when they arrive. However, due to the time delay in communications, he will make the determination whether to continue or not based on the tactical situation. Mercury out.
That concludes the message. Per the controller's instructions, I have already sent him this message.
Very well, George. Continue your monitoring duties.
Affirmative.
I am going to the galley for lunch.
Very well. George, we are due for an orbital adjustment burn, aren't we? We'll begin the procedure once Vlad returns from lunch. You know his ear is coming along nicely.
Vlad.
He's at lunch. Didn't you see him leave?
Of course. I was just verifying my point.
Well, okay then. On that note, I think I'll go have lunch. Try not to talk his ear off while I'm gone.
That is not physically possible. Commander. Commander Sims. Well, okay then.
So,
How did it go?
Oh, great. I mean, we stopped a mass murder in the nick of time.
What?
We approached the front door and heard through the open window, "Use a knife. Take him out. Now."
So we moved in under the premise that someone was about to be shot.
You would have been proud. It was a textbook entry. We took the perp down before he could get off a shot.
Yeah, but we got him killed, though.
What?
Don't worry. He respawned at the start point. He was playing a war video game with the sound cranked up real high.
It sounded so realistic it fooled both of us.
Ugh, thank goodness. I thought I was looking at a ton of new paperwork and internal affairs. So, after he respawned, did you question them?
His buddy was making a food run. They had an alibi. I'll go check it out now. Detective, let me have that evidence bag.
What kind of evidence did you collect?
It's a business card related to a gaming tournament they were attending. Here you go.
So why is the card in the evidence bag?
I'm going to go run this alibi down. You can tell her about the bucket.
Bucket?
You don't want to know. I'll tell you after you've had lunch.
The Skywatcher has moved on. It is clear to continue.
Let's move out.
Any idea how long it is to the next rest stop?
It won't be too much longer. These tribesmen are with us are about your size, and they're moving right along.
Yeah, they're big because gravity is weak here. They can afford to put on the pounds before they notice it. Plus, they were born in this thin atmosphere. I imagine their lungs are well developed.
True. We have people on Earth who live in altitudes that would make a sea lever dweller sick. Have you seen the size of some of the birds here? They have pretty huge bodies and really long wingspans.
I imagine the lighter gravity explains the size and the larger wingspan is due to a thinner atmosphere. I would imagine there are also some light-bodied animals here that can leap extraordinary distances.
With big sharp teeth and long gnarly claws. Let's just hope we don't meet up with any. Hey Chief, we on one of your hunting trails?
This is a game trail.
But it's so big!
As are the game that use it. This leads to a fresh water source. But we must remain alert. Many animals water here.
Oh great. Sounds like we're headed to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, and we're the buffet.
I can see us running into one of those migrating matras.
Well, if there's only one, I think I'll be okay.
Why's that?
Well, because I think I can outrun you. Wait, what was that?
Very funny, James.
No, seriously. I thought I heard something.
I didn't hear anything we haven't been listening to all morning. Could it be your bionics?
I don't know. Wait, there it is again. Yeah, I'm picking up a wireless signal straight ahead. It's headed back this way.
The Sky Dweller's bird. Over the trees ahead.
Great. This is all we need.
It's back. That rage drone is back. If it sees us, we're done.
Will this spell the end of the rescue mission? Will the team fall into the clutches of rage? Does Jake's plan to hold off Kelly work? What clues will lead the St. Louis team to the bombers? Find out the answers to these questions and more on the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Eyes in the Sky.